This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Business Growth and Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Dan Marzullo. Dan is the founder of Marzullo & Associates, a great content marketing firm. Love to hear what he's doing and what works for people and what doesn't. Dan, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure thing, Scott, and thanks so much for having me on today. So as you mentioned, I run Marzullo & Associates. We're a small content marketing team based out of Colorado here. So essentially, we work with, you know, B2B brands and software and tech, and we typically act as an extension of their marketing team to help them produce content like blogs, white papers, case studies, and website copy.
And talk about content marketing for a moment. What works in content marketing? What doesn't work?
Yeah, sure thing. So one of the themes that kind of repeats itself that we've seen successful over and over again is ultimately just positioning your brand as an authority in your industry, right? You should pop up when people search for questions around the products or the services that you offer, whether that's through Google or social media search or even directly on the website. If a prospective customer is browsing through your site, they should be able to find different pieces of content that answers their questions and overcomes objections before they even get on a sales call with you, right? That's kind of the angle that we take and how we approach it, is if you can have that resource library of content to position yourself as that authority and you build trust with them right out of the gate, that's really the best way to do it from what we found. And in terms of what doesn't work, what we say a lot is, you know, inconsistency. You know, we really stress to new clients all the time that to form an effective content marketing strategy, you have to be consistent, and it's a long-term game, right? You can't put out 10 blogs in month one and then zero in month two and then maybe three in month three and expect, you know, new traffic from Google and positioning yourself as an expert. You have to commit long-term and produce those actions over time to see those results.
Fantastic. And you've built a successful business. Share with our audience three tips or so on building a successful business.
Yeah, absolutely. So my number one tip, and this is, I guess, more geared towards, you know, the B2B audience, but I would say if you're not already, get active on LinkedIn. Like, it's such an important, incredible tool. You know, we build so much new business from that channel alone. That it's incredible. You can literally track down, you know, people that you want to do business with on there and connect with them, engage with them, network, and build relationships. So if that's not already part of your strategy, we highly recommend taking advantage of that platform and spending some time connecting with people that are like-minded and are in your industry and those that you want to do business with. So that's kind of our number one tip there. Number two, which kind of comes back to everything else here, is create content so that people can find you. If you're not documenting your journey and being active and visible when it comes time that someone needs what you do, you're not going to be top of mind and it's going to be a lot harder for them to find you. So create content, document that journey. And the last tip that we have is clarify your message. So when we work with brands, one of the first things we do is we'll do a full content audit. And we're reading through their website, and a lot of times what happens is the organization's trying to be super fancy with their copy and the words on their site, that at the end of the day, we can sometimes look through the entire website and still not even know what it is that they do, right? So clarify your message so that when someone looks at your marketing materials or visits your website, they can know almost immediately what you do and how you can help them.
And take a moment on how you founded your business, how you decided to go it as an entrepreneur. Talk a moment on that.
Yeah, you know, so it kind of started out as just me, right? I was just kind of a one-man show creating content for other brands. You know, different organizations needed extra help and support with their blog and other things like that, their marketing materials. So that's kind of how I jumped in and started helping individuals and different organizations. And then from there, you know, we just kind of grew to a larger team. And, you know, we found that there's a lot of marketing departments out there that just don't have the resources in-house to create the volume of content that they want to. So that's kind of when they look to an outsider, you know, an agency to kind of help fill that gap there.
Certainly. And it's been very exciting, I take it. Talk about the next 6 to 12 months, your top three priorities for your business and for yourself.
Yeah, sure thing. I would say number one, which I think is usually always a priority for most businesses, right, is growth. We want to continue growing and working with new and exciting brands and taking on more fun projects. So that's number one, is keep growing. And then from there, one of the other things that we're working on over this next year is creating more processes and systems in our business so that we can scale more easily and be more efficient. I think that's always a good goal. You know, it's easy in a service-based business to not have those systems and processes. So that's something we're really working on dialing in. And then from there, really the last piece is delegate more on my end so that I can focus on kind of those first two, spend more time on growth and building those processes and systems. That's what's on our radar at the moment.
Well, fantastic. And what's it like to be a great outsourced partner for content marketing? Talk about that relationship with your clients when it's going great.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we found that marketing managers and directors, they get super bogged down with all of the internal stuff and their team is in the weeds with what they're doing. So when they can kind of have a partner to offload some of that work for them, it really helps them focus on more big picture and strategy stuff and helps them continue to grow. And from there, you know, it's kind of having an outsider's perspective is super helpful for generating new ideas and concepts as well. Because we found that, you know, when you're focused on the brand all the time, it's great to have an outsider kind of offer new perspective. If you're kind of hit a roadblock in your content or whatever it is, it's always good to get a fresh pair of eyes on there.
Well, fantastic. And are there specific niches or areas that you focus in the most, or is it all across the board?
Yeah, you know, we work pretty exclusively with software and technology brands at this point. We found that's kind of where our bread and butter is. It takes a special kind of a writer to be able to translate some of those concepts and those, you know, technical pieces and components of the business so that other, you know, outside readers can understand. And that's kind of where we excel.
Oh, fantastic. So the software as a service, those kinds of areas, technical areas and so on. Fantastic. And you work with great brands there. You've done a great job. Tell people how people could reach you and find your company if they want to hire you or learn more about the content marketing you could provide.
Absolutely. So I'm always on LinkedIn, you know, Dan Marzullo, feel free to search me out there and connect. And then also our website is just my name as well, just danmarzullo.com. So any of those places we can reach out and we can go from there. Absolutely.
Well, fantastic. Dan, what a great pleasure to visit with you today. Congratulations on the growth of your firm and great luck this year pursuing key priorities. Thank you very much for joining us, Dan.
Thanks so much, Scott. I appreciate it.